Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, come, gentle spring, ethereal mildness, come. Poet James Thomson of Scotland wrote in 1728. But the kilt-friendly Scottish winter of 1972-28 was nothing compared to our long underwear required suburban winter of discontent, 2013 to 2014. Officially, winter ends today. When spring officially arrives at 11:57 a.m., that would probably be Central Time. I have another hour to pack my bag to go to the beach. You know, tomorrow it's going to be 60. But today we should roll out the red carpet, pop the champagne, and throw a welcoming party. I don't think so. Are you ready? I live in a suburb of Chicago. We had snow this morning. Absolute snow this morning. Now, I think it's going up to 48. I can't be sure. And yesterday they said it would be 60. I couldn't believe it when the silver fox said, "Yo, look out the window." And there it was. So welcome to the first day of spring. Be still, my heart. Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare. Good night, good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow. Goodbye, goodbye, dear winter. And I shall say goodbye till it be morrow. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Ooh. I'm not a happy camper today. And it has to do with age discrimination. But I'm not at liberty to talk about it until the powers to be make an injustice right. My heritage is Hungarian and Croatian, and I want you to know my Hungarian blood is boiling. And I put in the call to the parties that perpetrated this injustice on my age. How dare they? Now, I can't do anything until they make restitution. Let me see what they're going to do. But if they don't, I already know what I'm going to do. I can't tell you. It won't be nasty. It won't be anything, but I just won't waste my energy and give them the time of my life. You see, every time you give someone time in your life, you're giving them part of your life. And they will not get part of my life until they right this wrong. Live with Kathy, you could call in on 347-637-3789. That's the guest call-in line. 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Website, Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, speaks, speaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. You already know what to do. And if you want to talk to me up close and personal, you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. I'll be more than happy to call you back, and it'll be my cost. It doesn't cost you anything. Hey, I'm Kathy Watson, wife, mother, Nana, and a devotee of challenges, drama, and intrigue. A dynamic diva without boundaries. I'm going to calm down. I'm not going to let that affect my day. Remember, the first hour is the rudder of the day? And this is the first day of spring. Tra-la, tra-la, tra-la. I guess you could take your long underwear off, at least through tomorrow. And you know what? The French. I wrote this cover story 5 years ago. Now, 6 years ago. If the French can make humanitarianism romantic, then I can make aging glamorous and stylish in America. Can an 80-something high-energy, dauntless, dynamic diva make aging glamorous and stylish in America? Knowing America loves playing the youth card, you want to know what my mission is? Redefine the perception of aging in America right now. And I have a stumbling block. And I'm going to turn it to the advantage of climbing higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals, new vistas to enter and discover. Soar with the eagles. You want to run with the herd? Go ahead. I don't care. I've been thinking about the pandemic youth craze enveloping America. It's like a stranglehold. Americans can't seem to let go. What's the obsession? We all know youth is a marvelous time, experimenting, trials and tribulation, dance, dealing with dancing hormones, but don't you think it's time to think out of the box? To recognize divas who've made remarkable contributions to life and still are. And we're paving the way for aspiring entrepreneurs. And you better listen to what I have to say today, because I am going to talk about Social Security and Medicare. Hey, all of you politicians, you powers to be, keep your sticky, squeaky paws off our Medicare and Social Security. But I do have a way to level the playing field. Why, I ask, when you're over 50, you're invisible, you're extinct. Are marketers so linear that they can't see the bigger picture? Come on, we're living longer. Egad, 77 million boomers, 80 million over 65, more than ages 25 to 45, with disposable and discretionary income and willing to spend it in their best interest. But where in America's marketplace are their best interests? I sure don't know. Hello? Is it me? And this is the truth. I'm not hearing protests from my peers. So it looks like I'll have to go it alone. I refuse to be invisible, extinct. Move over, Bernard Kouchner, a 60-something high-energy French foreign minister who made humanitarianism romantic. Leave it to the French. I love it. It's a marvelous segue to engage you, to captivate you in embracing simply ageless for life. Aging with style. Did you know a new era is emerging for ageless aging with glamour and style? I'm a fashionista. I always will be, have been, and will be. Aging has been theorized, intellectualized, spiritualized, but never, ever glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous 50 and beyond? The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The vibrant 60 to 80 diva is the new 40 to 50 diva. And then I go on with my story and story and story. And you know, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Did you know what gets worse with age gets better with exercise? Oh, geez, there I said the dreaded word, the E word. Come on, the older we get, the more maintenance is required. The more awareness, the more information, the more education that you need. Yeah, at the age of 20, life is yours to dare. Exercise is an option. Later in life, it's a must. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. I started at the age of 7. Yeah. That's when I knew I didn't want to grow old. But along with body exercising, I include brain power. I memorize. I write every show. And I have a montage that takes about 15 minutes. Of Shakespeare, including Hamlet, the sonnets, Charlotte Pease, Raymond Charles Barker, and even a poem from Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. I bargained with life for a penny, but life would pay no more, however I begged at evening when I counted my scanty store. You see, life is a just employer. He gives you what you ask. But once you've set the wages, why, you must bear the task. Yeah, I worked for a menial's hire only to learn dismayed. At any wage I asked of life, life would have willingly paid. We don't know who wrote that. I have a monologue that takes, yeah, about 15 minutes a day. I've memorized Shakespeare, Charlotte Pease, Hamlet, affirmations, and just recently, Evita. It won't be easy. You'll think it strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. Ah, you won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines, at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom. Running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad experiences, I kept my promise, don't keep your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in, though it seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions. They're not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. questions. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I could think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. The first day of spring. And I'm in joy. I'm in gratitude. I feel good now. I'm happy now. My exercise routine is daunting. I work out 5 to 6 days a week. Depending on my workload, anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half. Stairmaster, elliptical, treadmill, plus weight cross training. You have to include weightlifting. I'm an elite power stair climber. I began climbing at the age of 46, 1980. 34 years and going strong. I hustled up to Hancock so many times, 94 floors benefiting the Respiratory Health Association. Oh, and when I finish and I climb, what a rush. They came from far and near. They came from all backgrounds, ethnicities, all ages, short and tall. They came, all 4,000, to challenge themselves, to fulfill a commitment to pay homage to those who paid a tragic price to smoke their last cigarette. 6 to 79 years, a tribute to determination. No easy task. I went, I conquered. 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. The view from the top of the Hancock, inexplicable, the rush undeniable, the conquest, a tribute to perseverance, determination. And I'll keep hustling until I see you at the top. My best time was 33 minutes and 20 seconds. And in 29, the presidential towers. 50 floors, 19 minutes. 2010, 15 minutes. 2011, oh, the Oak Brook Terrace, 31 flights, 13 minutes. 2011, 50 flights. Presidential Tower, 16 minutes. The 20th, 2011, 20 minutes. 2013, 24 minutes. 2014, same tower, same stairwell, 50 flights, March 9th, 2014, 9 minutes and 9 seconds. Mazel tov. A salute. My mindset was unbelievable. You know, the truth is I really don't know what motivated me. Yeah, I do know. Yeah. First of all, I guess I didn't know it had the Olympiad mindset. But let's not just leave it with athleticism. In music, dance, performing arts, have the same mindset. Go for the gold. And then I listened to subliminal tapes. It's a waterfall. And the message that I'm getting that's planting the message in my brain subliminally is, I can do it. I can achieve it. I'm powerful. I'm getting better and better every day in every way. My mantras, morning, noon, and night. You see, I didn't get to this age to enjoy the first day of spring in a nursing home in a wet diaper. And no, I'm not going to live with my kids, my adult kids. Though they're brilliant and talented and they're achievers. Nope, they have their life. Silver Fox and I have our life. I am not in God's waiting room. I'm climbing higher on the path of life, which has no end. Only new beginnings, new portals, new opportunities, new vistas to enter. So today is the first day of spring. It's the first day of the best of the rest of my life. Winter is behind us. It's done and gone. Now it's spring, and that's what I want all of you to embrace. Hug it. Make it yours. Own it. This is the springtime of your life. It's time for me to share my passion and mission, paving the way for all of you aspiring, for all of you who want to enhance the quality of your life regardless of your age and gender. This is not a dress rehearsal. There are no do-overs. Did you hear me? There are no do-overs. So let me ask you, how fabulous are you? How fabulous after 60 are you? Are you fabulous or feeble? I hail from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. Currently a multimedia maven, radio, TV, talk show host, producer, director, and performance artist, author, exercise evangelist, wife, mother, nana, solopreneur. My mission, can an 80-something high-energy, dauntless, dynamic diva make aging glamorous and stylish in America? Knowing America loves playing the youth card, you bet I can. I've had the good fortune to experience all ages. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. I have discovered the springtime of your life, and it starts right now at 11:22 a.m., March 20th, 2014. At the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And 73 years later, I'm proof that my fabulous secret renditions work. This is the most fabulous time of my life. I want to share my secret renditions with all dynamic divas. And to share it with all of you on Blog Talk Radio, anywhere in the world, in Australia, in Malaysia. I've been there, and I'll talk about the plane in just a little bit. We're all in this together. We all have been given the gift of a life. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with your life? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, internationally, and in any part of the world. Discover what the world has to say. Life with Kathy is eclectic. It's a variety of topics. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. And you can be part of it if you want to join the consortium. You want to be part of the Live with Kathy? Do you want to take advantage of the 10-week intro opportunity that you have with me? Call me at 847-882-8717, and let's see if we're a match. Let's see if you qualify. Now, if you're expecting the floodgates to open thousands of new clients, I don't want your money. I want to help develop the new authentic you. Radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency and an incredible marketing tool. But we're going to market you. We're going to develop your inner potential that has been lying there dead and dormant. We're going to wake it up. People are going to find out about you and who you are. Who are you? What are you? A procrastinator. Yes, but, oh, Kathy, but I don't want to hear it. Or do you have this fire in the belly desire to share your brilliance with the world? Give me a call. And mich mo vidit. That in Croatian is, we shall see. And the shows are archived. So your mini-mercial, whatever it is on 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks, and you're invited to co-host a show with me. How sweet is that? And then you get to listen to you. How dynamic are you? How powerful? How everything were you? I want to know. You'll know. And then we tweak what we have to do. By the way, I don't embrace this term, constructive criticism. There's nothing constructive about criticism. There is no criticism. We're just learning. We're plussing. We're tweaking. I don't know if you have the guts. No guts, no glory. Oh, I know you have a plethora of, but Kathy. Don't but Kathy me. My days are filled with excitement because, you see, your life is a blank canvas. Yeah, you're the creator. Design your life any way that you want. And I've designed my life to give you an hour of four hours of my time, of my life on talk radio. I love it. Confucius says that if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. This keeps my brain active. And it keeps me in touch. I have the pulse. I have your pulse no matter where you are. You see, if you really are looking for harmony in life, if you're looking to establish harmony in the springtime of your life, which starts in a couple of, about a half hour here, it can only be achieved by happiness. And happiness comes by the capacity to feel deeply, to enjoy simply, to think freely as an individual, to take risks. Are you a risk taker? That's the only way you're going to learn. Don't waste time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. It's all there, ready for you to accept. Look in the mirror. Pick up the mirror. How happy are you? The formula for happiness is the effect of living a balanced, harmonious life. Can you say no? I quit to anything that no longer brings you joy. It's your choice. Greatest freedom is that of choice. What are you choosing? Come on, share it with me. 347-637-3789. Live with Kathy. Malaysia. Kuala Lumpur, Penang, Langkawi. I was there as the guest of the government presenting my Simply Ageless for Life seminars, my formula. They didn't want me to go home. I didn't want to go home. I had limos and yachts waiting for me. I didn't even have to carry a suitcase and airplanes. Where is the plane? And there's a photo of a Chinese relative of a passenger aboard the missing Malaysian Airlines plane. She's carried out of a news conference. She is so beside herself. Now the FBI are called in. They're going to analyze the missing pilot simulator. You know, this is one thing that I don't understand. If you are hell-bent on ending your life, why don't you take it? Why do you take other people with you? You're a coward. Where are they? 20th. The FBI joined forces with Malaysian authorities in analyzing deleted data on a flight simulator belonging to the pilot of the missing Malaysian airplane. While distraught relatives of the passengers unleashed their anger, wailing in frustration at 12 days of uncertainty. And you know those little black boxes, their batteries only last so long. But why do you have to take other people? Why? You want to kill yourself? Go ahead. But why would you kill? And Australian authorities combing the Indian Ocean for clues have found two objects and diverted surveillance aircraft to locate them, with three more aircraft to follow. The anguish of relatives of 239 people on Flight 370 boiled over Wednesday at a briefing near Kuala Lumpur's airport. We were there. Two Chinese women who shouted at Malaysian authorities and unfurled a banner accusing officials of hiding the truth were removed from the room in a heart-wrenching scene. One woman screamed in sorrow as she was dragged away. I want you to help me find my son. I want to see my son. What happened? Where are they? And while the Silver Fox and I were reading over the tragedy, I looked at him and I said, it could have been us. We could have been on a plane from Malaysia to the States, and it could have been diverted. We were there. But let me tell you something. My Malaysian adventure was uplifting, joyous. And I wish for all of you to see the Malays the way that we saw them. My heart goes out to all of the Malaysians. And know that you're loved. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, and log on kathywatsonspeaks.com and click on all of the buttons. Russia seizes Crimean bases. Ukraine to hold military exercises with the U.S. and the U.K. Kiev. What do they want? Russian forces seized military installations across the disputed Crimean Peninsula on Wednesday, prompting Ukrainian security chief to announce his country will hold joint military exercises with the United States and Britain. Well, hallelujah! Finally, someone other than the United States is involved in this disaster. Vice President Joe Biden was in Lithuania trying to reassure nations along Russia's borders who were terrified by the sight of the expansion mind in Moscow. We're in this with you together. Ukraine has been powerless to prevent Russian troops from taking control of Crimea, which Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed Tuesday. In a warning to Moscow, Biden declared that the United States will respond to any aggressions against its NATO allies, which include neighbors to Russia, will be in another war. Mitchmo, well, we shall see. Could we hold the good thought? On the first day of spring? Can we? And then, I am dedicated to the power of choice. Everything in my life is choice. It's my choice, not yours, not the Silver Fox, not the government's. It's my choice. And Vernita Gray a longtime gay rights activist. She and her soulmate, Patricia, last year became the first same-sex couple to marry in Illinois. And this longtime gay activist helped Chicago remove Illinois' marriage barrier. She was battling terminal cancer when she agreed to be part of a lawsuit last year that led to same-sex couples being able to marry earlier than the Illinois new law permitted. Oh, and she died. She passed on Tuesday, surrounded by loved ones, after a long battle of cancer. It's your choice. How dare any of you tell me that my choice isn't acceptable? I don't judge you. Please don't judge me until you know me. Until you've walked in my shoes. Do you put the bread on my table? Do you pay my bills? I am pro-choice from A to Z. Now, we may disagree, but so what? You don't have any effect on my life, and hopefully I have some effect on your life through the radio show. Some of my dearest friends have chosen their lifestyle that is different from mine, and I honor them. Now, this is interesting. You all know that I'm an animal lover. Well, if you don't know it, you know it now. And, oh, the heart of the lion in Africa. When I went to on the photo safari, the giraffes, the grand gazelle, the zebra, the rhinos, the hippos, the lions, the tigers. We had a cat Beauregard for over 20 years. It was a small dog and bossy, and we had to release him from suffering years ago, and he still lives in our heart. When we're watching television, I'll say, oh, Bill, look, here comes Bossy Beauregard. Now, in the paper, I'm looking at Lux, a 22-pound Himalayan cat that attacked a 7-month-old child and trapped his family in a bedroom. Animal Planet cat behavior expert Jackson Galaxy is going to work with the family and Lux. Do kittens come in with a nasty disposition, or are they mistreated? Now, I remember when our daughter Cindy wanted a kitty cat, and she had a great, great, great big lion toy that she just loved. And this kitty cat would get on that lion's back and would suckle, I mean, ruining the toy. And when I think back, we would try to take her off, and she would fight us. But you see, we didn't have the mindset of a kitty cat then. She thought that was her mommy. The large cat that attacked a baby and trapped an Oregon family in a bedroom touched off an internet uproar that worries Galaxy, star of Animal Planet's My Cat from Hell. They don't become ferocious felines that turn on their families for no reason. I totally agree with him, says the cat behavior expert, who is heading to Portland soon to work with the 4-year-old, part Himalayan pet named Lux. Every parental site on the internet blames the cat for this confrontation. Every pet site blames the family. He said, adding that something is wrong if the cat is acting out. Of course it is. We need to step away from the hysteria. There's a story behind all of this. Don't assume anything. Now, this kicks off on April 26th. I'm going to have to remember to watch that. Lux the cat, oh, black and white, same color as our Beauregard, became a worldwide phenomenon after owner Lee Palmer called 911 and said the cat had cornered him, his girlfriend, their baby, and the family dog inside the room. Palmer said his seven-month-old pulled Lux's tail and he kicked the animal after it scratched the child. Well, I think I'd respond. Then the cat just went over the edge, Palmer told an emergency dispatcher. He's charging us, Palmer said as the cat was heard screeching in the background. Palmer said the cat had a history of violence. Why? Mistreating. The cat has been mistreated. But the family kept Lux until Monday when they turned him over to a Portland area shelter. But the family assured Animal Planet they were going to keep the cat and agreed to the therapy with Galaxy. Come on. Who do they think they're kidding? If you're still interested in sponsoring my Fight for Air Climb, you have until April 13th. The three ways to do that, you could send a check to the Fight for Air Climb, and in the memo, donation sponsoring Kathy Watson's climb. Send it to the American Lung Association of in Greater Chicago, 55 West Wacker Drive, Suite 800, Chicago, Illinois, 60601. Or you could email events@lung.org. And the telephone number is 312-781-1100. Imagine beating climbers more than half my age. You see, you could achieve anything if you have that fire in the belly desire to do it. Now, I want to tell you before I go into the first day of spring, write this down. Get your pen and pad out. March 25th, 11 a.m., Laura Feldman is going to be our guest for the show, and she's on the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare, and so am I. Listen, don't take this lightly. I don't care if you're 20 or 30 years old. Today, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid are threatened by proposed benefit cuts. You see, the powers to be want to make cuts to Social Security, COLA, cost of living adjustment. I got $13 a month increase, which was nothing compared to what nothing I'm getting. They want to increase Medicare co-pays and premiums. They want to privatize Medicare and disseminate Medicaid. You got to join now. Join the cause. Lift the cap on Social Security and act a fair cost of living adjustment. Boy, they get their raises, don't they? Hey, all of you fat cats, you all get your raise, don't you? Boost basic benefits. Contact Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. And the hotline, 800-998-0180. If you think it's just going to go away, if you think, oh, well, you know, it's not my time, oh, yes, it will be, and there won't be anything for you. And guess what? It was your choice. You deserved it. PSA, scam and con artists. Hey, they're pros at Sweet Talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. I don't care whether it's by telephone, whether it is mail. I'm always winning a sweepstakes. Hang up and call the Fraud Fighter Hotline, courtesy of ARP, at 800-646-2283. And this is being brought to you by my celebrity authors in the book choices. Hey, Bonnie Rooks in memoriam, Steel Mill Mama. Her spirit is alive and rocking. And when she was living, she was possibly the oldest working, steel working woman in the world. Read her story in the book Choices. You can get it through Live with Kathy at a discount. It's in soft, hard, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Read her chapter. She says retirement is not an option. It's amazing. And Rhea Schmidt, in life there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just got to be you. Her journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her and others that came back to bite her in the butt, but she learned from them. And then Chuck, from frozen toes to fingers. Yeah, from frozen toes to fingers. President Insurance, providing insurance and financial services. Read his story. He's now the CEO. He has impeccable business behaviors. I know, because we work with him. Read his story. It's in Choices. Ah, and Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva products for 40 years. The results are amazing. From humble beginnings to success. And then we have Lee. Oh, this sassy, spirited, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stop Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth. She was adopted. And she quit her $30,000 a year job in 1973 or 78. And when corporate America said, oh, you can't, we'll give you a 14% increase, she said, nope, I want to work for myself. And today, pushing 80, she gets a residual check, a check every month. She doesn't have to work for four figures. She built her dynasty. And then Sandy Hutchings, another dynamic diva. Her passion, real estate, ownership, and it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. It's in the book. Get the book. Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, and through Live with Kathy. And then there's another dynamic diva, Marilyn Bacella. She decided that her passion was drug testing. And she said, I'm going to go to them, saving them time and money. Mobile drug testing. She comes to you. She has a history of experience, enthusiasm, and integrity. Log on Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. And now that I have your divided attention, thank you, sponsors. They're really my partners in the Live with Kathy Consortium. And you could be part of it, too. Tell me, what's your story? What's your book? What's your service? Oh, and I do have to tell you this. I just got the email. Tom Patrick got a first professional review of the novel from the publisher, and he sent it to me. Tom's book will be out in a couple of weeks. And the title is The Second Coming. Oh, it will hold the interest of people who are into history, biblical prophecies, mysteries, and quests. Readers across age groups will find this book entertaining and informative, as historical and religious references abound. The premise is compelling, intriguing, giving the readers much to think about. The Second Coming is remarkable for its rich and extensive content. Tom, you put out a good story that is easy to understand, but has enough complexity to keep readers interested. The book coming out by Tom Puttrick, The Second Coming. Hey, do you have a book that you want to share with the world? Give me a call. 847-882-87-PART-7. In the Live with Kathy talk show host, Consortium is brought to you in part by Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Mission and purpose to acknowledge ironworkers and to make all of you aware and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Log on www.ironworkers.org. And there's a CD out. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. 8 minutes long, you'll love it. Aaron Copland and Tchaikovsky come together for a bombastic presentation of the dynamics of ironworkers. We did the PSA on scams and con artists, and they usually target the people that are bored and lonely. Guess what? Your life is a blank canvas. You could create anything that you want. You could design your life any way that you want. And you designed it to be bored and lonely. Rika Cuff, who is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District, is brilliant. Log on heparks.org. Volunteer. Participate in your life. This is the only life you'll ever have. It's now or never. Park districts, senior communities, and libraries would be delighted to work with you. Hey, in a couple of weeks the tax man cometh. You need a little help? Email ahtax@ameritech.net. He's our CPA. And be sure, check out your CPA. Man, he is awesome. And you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Looks do matter. Did you know that stress, anger, releases toxins in the body? Did you know that there are skin products to treat the skin, not just beautify them? ProvivaLabs.com. I've been using their products for 40 years. How's your lifeline going? How's your lifestyle? Edith Nam, who is a brilliant author, has a book out, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Log on www.enamm.com. And you want to quit your job? I can help. Lee can help. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. More people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. All you need is the desire to achieve. What if I told you there's a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills with a system, a formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money? And Lee works with you, encourages you to believe in yourself. Log on www.leticia.myshackley.com. And you see, they're partners. I don't think of them as sponsors. I think of them as partners. So here we are, the first day of spring. Tra-la, tra-la, tra-la. I love the seasons, Vivaldi's. Oh, spring, summer, winter, fall. Each season signifies the passing of a year. And the passing of a year can bring marked changes in the weather. Of the four seasons, I love spring the best. In the spring, seeds take root and flowers begin to peek their heads. The weather is warmer, at least I think so, and often wetter. So what? And we wake up and return from warmer climate, often with newborns meeting snow from the previous season, along with increased rainfall. Well, no, increased snowfall, because we are experiencing some traumatic flooding. Summer temperatures may increase to their hottest of the year. Autumn or fall, temperatures cool again, plants begin to grow dormant. Winter often brings a chill. Snow and ice in many areas. The summer solstice is June 21st. That's the longest day. And that's the day when I'm so unhappy because we start losing a minute a day. In the winter solstice, shortest day, December 21st, 2014. And now it's spring. Spring into action. Spring forward and embrace soaring with the eagles. Get Vivaldi's, the four seasons. I can't believe we're into March. I just don't believe it. And did you know the timing and characteristics of the seasons depends on the location on Earth? Regions near the equator experience fairly constant temperatures throughout the years, with balmy winters barely discernible from warm summers. And the time of the year the region experiences a season depends on whether it is the northern or southern hemispheres. The southern hemisphere experiences winter while in northern neighbors chart summer. The north sees the slow blossom continuing and spring while the south brings in the autumn festival. Did you know, now I extrapolated this from what causes the seasons, the cycle of seasons is caused by the Earth's tilt toward the sun. Did you know that our planet rotates on an invisible axis? At different times during the year, the northern or southern axis is closer to the sun. During these times, the hemisphere tipped toward the star experiences summer, while the hemisphere tilted away from the sun experiences winter. I just knew that you'd want to know that. This is the first day of spring. What are you going to do about it? Depending on where you are, it depends. If the weather, are you in the area where you're going to engage in skiing in the winter, swimming in the summer? Each season brings its own particular brand of beauty. Springtime. Jump, leap into spring. Enjoy it. The best is yet to come. Until tomorrow at 6:30, remember to always be in your best springful elements. Au revoir.